I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time for another Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon netcast, and I'm glad you could join us once again this week as we get into some good stuff concerning cloud computing fluffiness. I get distracted by clouds. Anyway, cloud computing, you see, it's very complicated. It's basically all virtual. There's nothing really there. Nothing in this hand. Nothing in that hand. Anyway, the thing about cloud computing, Microsoft is making a big deal about cloud computing. They're moving everything to the cloud. One day, you won't even be able to buy their software because it won't exist. You'll just lease the right to use it over the internet. What are we going toward? No one will own anything. Anyway, before we get there, though, in the meantime, there are those of us, like myself, that are VMware administrators. Now, when I think of cloud computing, I think of using VMware to build an infrastructure that puts the cloud out there for our company that we're working for. Now, when other people talk about cloud operating systems, they don't talk about VMware. They're talking more about the client side. And this week, we're going to take a look at a cloud client for computing. I'm not going to try to say that too many times because I got it right the first time. Anyway, it's called Jolly Cloud or Jolly Cloud or Jolly Cloud. I don't know. It's J-O-L-I Cloud. So you'll figure it out. But basically what it is a netbook type operating system that then allows you to have all of your stuff out there on the web in the cloud. So we're going to take a look at it. By the way, I'm so excited about that. I got ahead of myself and forgot to remind you that this is Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. You probably knew that. And we're proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. You knew that too. Yeah. Anyway, our website, in case you want to go to it, is right here on the lower third of the screen right now. It says drbill.cc. CC, of course, for computer curmudgeon. And the video feed that you're watching right now is available at drbill.tv. Yes, just like it says. So, you can go to drbill.tv and see this very, very video netcast you're watching. Which, if you're watching it, then you got it somewhere, didn't you? You must have gotten it from iTunes, or perhaps from Blueberry, or perhaps from techpodcast.com, or maybe you even got it from drbill.tv. I don't know, but you got it from somewhere. Some of you have just listened to the audio. You're missing out on my smiling face. Maybe that's why you listened to the audio. Hadn't thought of that. Anyway, the thing about it is, you see, last week I talked about the fact that Mac Connection was one of our new sponsors. This week we have two new sponsors. Ha ha! How cool is that? One of them, actually both of them I'm very excited about, but one of them you've heard me talk about quite a bit, and that is Roku. Roku is now one of our sponsors. And, well, they should be, because I talk about them all the time. I've told you about how my little Roku box is so very awesome. Well, listen, if you've been debating, you've been thinking to yourself, you know, Dr. Bill really, really likes that Roku box, and I could even watch Dr. Bill's video netcast on the Roku box. I really ought to get one. Well, if you're thinking about it, here's what I want you to do. See the banner here? Go to drbill.cc. It says right here-ish, somewhere in this vicinity on the screen. drbill.cc, you will find a Roku ad outlined in red, click on that, click through to their site and order it that way. And that's how you can help support the Netcast. How cool is that? And get you a Roku box. Cool. The same thing holds true if you want a Acronis. Now, Acronis, I use Acronis all the time. Acronis True Image and Acronis Disk Director are two of the things in my arsenal to help me work with PCs and fix PCs, because Acronis True Image allows you to make a full image backup, total image of your system at a point in time, and if something completely goes wrong, then you know it can with computers, you can go right back to that image and put it right back on your system by just booting off of a CD and restoring it right across the network. Awesome. Awesome stuff. Or from a USB drive. I've done that too. USB drive works just as well. So if you're thinking about Acronis, there's a super deal there in that little red box. You click it. It'll take you through, and there's all kinds of good deals there on Acronis. So good stuff. Now, I know some people, they listen to me talk about this, and they say, Dr. Bill, I don't want to hear about all that stuff. Yes, but that's what brings me to you. So cut me some slack and click on the buttons. Yes. Okay, let's take a look now at this week's special introduction to Jolly Cloud, however you pronounce it. And let's watch how it is installed on your system. Once again, as usual, I'm using a VMware workstation to install it there so that I can, you know, capture the image of it and show it to you. So let's look at it right now. Let's boot here. And this time I'm going to install Jolly Cloud. I had previously booted it, and I did a recording of it booting. However, I wanted to show the actual install as though this were a netbook. So we're going to let it actually install on the virtual machine. Ooh, look, it's setting up a virtual private network. And it is now installing the operating system. First, it has to ask me questions like, do I want to speak English? In fact, I do. I'm going to move it up just a little bit there so that we can see it. English, of course, is the language that I'm most familiar with. And it's showing that this is the time where I am in the New York time zone, which is actually quite correct. Suggestion option is the USA. Yeah, that's where I am, so that'll work. And I want to erase and use this entire disk because I created it especially for this particular demo. What's my name? My name is Dr. Bill Bailey. What name do you want to use to log in? Well, I like to use Dr. Bill. I also like to use a super secret password. Super de duper secret. Okay, so it's weak. Give me a break. It's just a demo. This isn't the password that I normally use for general things. This is just for playing. Okay, so it says, you really want to do this? Sure. Now, once again, I'm going to move it just a little bit so that we can see this. That's a little better. Now, while this is installing, let me tell you a little bit about it. Jolly Cloud is based on Ubuntu Linux, so this is a specialized distro. Now, what they've done is they've made this distribution very friendly with netbooks. So netbook hardware, for instance, like my Acer netbook, is where I next want to install it. And this would just take that netbook and say, dude, I understand all of this. I know exactly where you're coming from, and install correctly. Okay? Now, what I'm doing here, obviously, is installing it under VMware Workstation. And so that's what we're doing. All right, we're recording again because it came up and said installation is complete. You need to restart the computer. So we'll click the Restart Now button.
For obvious reasons, we want to restart it. Okay, so it's rebooting, or as I like to say, rebooting. All right, now we can remove the USB key, which of course we don't actually have, and we'll reboot. And of course it's going to go through its little screen gyrations again. And now, ta-da! JolyCloud 1.1 has booted, not from the ISO, but actually from the real installation. And I don't know about you, but that was pretty quick. Password, the super secret, amazing, what they called weak password. We can't all have really super cool passwords, although, believe me, I do when it comes to the real world. All right, now log in. Let's log in with my JolyCloud account, which I have previously created, of course. And now, do I want it to? Sure. Say, Dr. Bill, you shouldn't let it save your password. Well, what can I say? Look, associate this computer to use JolyCloud. You need to associate the device with your account. Okay. Describe your device. Well, it's a VMware workstation. Okay, I'm just going to tell it's a netbook. And I'll say next. What kind of netbook? Well, my Acer is an Aspire 1, so I'll tell it it's that. Device name, sure. Thank you for your input. And looky, I have a screen with apps on it. How cool is that? Let's go into the old Chromium browser. Ooh, look, it's already got updates. Sure. Oh, look, the Chrome Web Store, where you can get even more apps. But you know what I think I'll do? I think I'll just use the web browser to go to drbill.cc, which I misspelled. The computer curmudgeon. No, it's drbill.cc, which fortunately, of course, is in Google. Gotta love the Google. Anyway, there you go. By the way, we'll be talking about this, the fact that Geek Software of the Week is LibreOffice. The drum roll can wait until then. But anyway, there you go. Actual web connectivity through JolyCloud. But check it out. This is awesome. We've got all these apps you can choose from. And, I mean, even Space Invaders.
How See? Cool is that? How cool is that? Now, I cut out a section there in the middle because you don't want to just watch a gold bar go across the screen, okay? I mean, okay. You don't want to see that. So I cut all that out, but you get the idea. Really cool, neat little operating system. And like I said, I'm going to put it on my netbook next and see how it does there. I'm sure it will do very, very well and boot very, very quickly. Cool. So let's move on to the tech news off of the website that I just mentioned, even though I didn't. When I went to it within JolyCloud, I actually typed too many C's. C, 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 C. It's only two C's. DrBill.cc. Yeah, like it says. I hit something on the table. My desk is a mess. I've got to clean it up. Last time I was hitting my ring, this time I'm knocking things around. At least I'm not knocking the lights over. Anyway, so let's go look at what we've looked at since the last, what I blogged about since the last netcast. And that is, oh, yes, you know what was coming. The Geek Software of the Week, which this week is LibreOffice. I've been anticipating this. The final release of version 3.3 of LibreOffice. It's now ready for production. Cool. And so I've got an article here on the blog about it, talking about the Document Foundation's official launch of the production version of LibreOffice. So start downloading now, gentlemen and ladies. Start your downloading. Yes. And go ahead and remove OpenOffice. It's old anyway. And replace it with LibreOffice. You'll be glad you did. Also, late breaking news here. I saw that the Document Foundation has also released the portable version of LibreOffice, which, by the way, is done through portableapps.com. And that is also available in other download sites. But check out the portable version, because you can do all kinds of cool things with the portable version, like put it on a USB stick and wherever you are, have access to your... See, I did it again. I'm going to take this and move it over here so I don't hit it again. It makes little noises. Anyway. What was I talking about? Oh, yes. Portable LibreOffice on your USB stick. So you can do your computing wherever you are. And your typing and such. And spreadsheeting. Anyway, also, a personal request, which I've already talked about, is our advertisers. All of our advertisers. Roku, Mac Connection, GoDaddy, Acronis. Yes, click on the little boxes. I know I'm talking too much about it. But listen, I'm excited. Do you know I'm excited? Because they're approving me to be sponsors. Or I'm approved to have them be a sponsor. Anyway, you get the idea. The point is, that helps the doctor continue the silliness. And you know you'll like the silliness. You know, and the cool things like the Jolly Cloud demo and the other things we do. So anyway, that'll probably do it for this week. I wanted to do some more blogging and talk about some more things. I mean, there's the whole thing going on in Egypt and all the tech tie-ins there about how they're trying to shut down the internet so nobody can get news in Egypt. I mean, that's late breaking news. That's happening right now as I'm recording this on a Saturday. You're probably hearing more about that as well. But there's just all kinds of things going on, and I can't talk about all of them. But tune in next time when the doctor will say, sounds like one of those old, you know, shows. Tune in next time when Batman will go after the Riddler. But that's not what we're talking about. I'm just digressing again. I do that a lot. So, tune in next time for the doctor. Until then, the doctor is out of here.